New data show foreclosures are down nationwide from the same time last year. But housing activists asked Seattle City Council Wednesday to end what they call a foreclosure crisis in the city. As KUOW's Deborah Wong reports, the numbers they're using don't quite add up.
It's a highly emotional topic.
Our communities are being devastated.
City Council members heard from people who are facing foreclosure and fighting with their lenders.
I'm so sorry. We are frustrated.
Yes,
we got to do something.
The council asked these people to testify because they say the city is facing a foreclosure crisis. 42,000 homeowners currently have mortgages that are underwater, the council says, and that's a higher rate than the national average. But as it turns out, those numbers are wrong. They're from Zillow, the Seattle real estate website, but they don't refer to Seattle, but rather to all of King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties. Zillow says in Seattle, there are fewer than 17,000 underwater mortgages, less than half of what was claimed. And Zillow says since 2011, the numbers have been improving as home prices in the city have risen. The same is true with the foreclosure rate. According to the company RealtyTrack, foreclosures peaked in Seattle in 2010 and have been declining ever since. They're still higher than they were before the housing bust, and they're still disproportionately affecting poorer neighborhoods. City Councilmember Nick Licata has been pushing for more city action to help distressed homeowners. He wasn't at all disturbed by the discrepancy.
But we do know there's a certain amount of homeowners that are being affected negatively and that are in the position of possibly losing their homes. So that's what we want to focus on.
The City Council is looking at several options to help stem foreclosures, including using its powers of eminent domain to take over troubled mortgages. Richmond, California is the only U.S. city attempting that practice, and it's currently being sued in U.S. District Court by two banks. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.